RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
It's your time on Her Radio. Ask your questions or comment at askher@radiomd.com. Time to ask her.
Hey, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. It's Ask Her time. We've got three great questions. The first one is, what's this deal with gluten intolerance? How do I know if I have it? What's up with this gluten thing anyway? All right. Well, you know, it's confusing out there. Everyone's trying to go gluten-free and saying that they have gluten intolerance and sensitivity and good grief almighty. So let's try to parse this and understand what we're talking about. All right. So gluten sensitivity or intolerance is a condition that causes a person to react after ingesting gluten. What's gluten? It's a protein found in wheat, barley, and rye. And these symptoms can vary widely and include everything from GI problems like, oh my gosh, I'm bloating, and pain, to fatigue, and even, you know, mental depression, because that's because all those little belly bugs in the, what we call the microbiome or the bacteria deep inside the belly are very much associated with mood. So who knew, right? Food and mood. Now, what we really want to understand is that there's a big difference between this and the big disease that affects a very small number of people, and that's celiac disease. That's spelled C-E-L-I-A-C. Now, that's a problem where some people have the same issue with foods that contain gluten, but in this case, it's much more severe. It's a real immune response that is absolutely not normal. It damages the inside of your small intestine so that you can't do a good job of absorbing nutrients from your food, for instance. It's also important to get treatment because celiac disease can lead to anemia, osteoporosis, and actually raises your risk of cancer, a certain kind, lymphoma. Now, what are the causes? Well, the only way to know if you have a celiac disease problem is if you go to your doctor. There is a very special test that's done. You can't just walk around saying you have celiac disease when you've never seen a physician. I'm sorry. There are very specified tests that you must undergo. You know, less than 1% of the population has true celiac disease. So, come on, you know, you got to know if you've got it. Otherwise, there are just simply people who have gluten sensitivity. Just like I mentioned before, they have some bloating and abnormal stools and, you know, they're not feeling so good. And it's like, ugh, it just doesn't work. So here's what you want to do. Then you want to basically just go gluten free. And that's very easy to do. There's a million products out there that'll help you go gluten free. And that means you're going to avoid that one protein that's bringing on all these problems. So if you go gluten-free, that means you want to sit down and really become very, very aware of what kind of food you're actually eating. It means that you need to look at breads. You need to look at anything breaded and really ask questions when you go into restaurants. And you know something? It's trial and error. You would need to sit down and just experiment. What's going to make you feel better? What's not going to make you feel better? And each woman is totally different. Now, by the way, I want to make sure you understand a misconception here. And a misconception is that if you go gluten-free, suddenly you're going to drop all kinds of weight. That's not true at all. There are plenty of calorie-packed, gluten-free products out there. And for that matter, I know more people who've gained weight on gluten-free than have, you know, either maintained or dropped any. So come on, be very careful about that. That's important. People who have celiac disease lose weight, because that's a very tough disease. So that's a whole different ball game. If you have gluten intolerance or insensitivity, you're not going to. So just be careful. And of course, you know, live your healthy lifestyle. Mucho's important here, okay? Number two, here's another Ask Her question. And we thank you so much for shooting those questions our way. So why do some women get such bad menstrual cramps? Well, that's because there's two different kinds of what we call dysmenorrhea, and that's a medical term for painful cramps that can occur immediately before or during the menstrual period. Oh boy, we've all been there, done that too, honey. Now, there's two different types of dysmenorrhea. The first one's called primary, and that's called the common menstrual cramp. The cramps usually begin 1 to 2 years after a woman starts getting her period, sometimes earlier. And then the pain that you feel can start right with, you know, the beginning of the menstrual cycle, and it's felt in the lower abdomen or even the back. It could be mild to severe, and the common menstrual cramps start shortly before or... So there are two different kinds of dysmenorrhea. The primary dysmenorrhea is that common menstrual cramp that you always get during the first couple of days or so after the onset of your menstrual cycle. And then the secondary dysmenorrhea is a pain caused by a disorder in the woman's reproductive organs. Oh boy. Okay. So these cramps usually begin earlier in the menstrual cycle and last much longer than common menstrual cramps. So what are the kind of things that can really bring that on? Oh, endometriosis, which is a condition in which the tissues lining the uterus are found sometimes outside the uterus. And man, they can really cause pain. Something called pelvic inflammatory disease, and this is an infection caused by bacteria that start in the uterus and can spread to other reproductive organs. There's also something called stenosis of the cervix. That means narrowing, and that means the lower part of the uterus is very, very narrow, and oftentimes this is caused by scarring. You need to see your GYN immediately about all these things. And then finally, fibroids or growths in the inner wall of the uterus can cause this problem too. Finally, oh, watch out for something called toxic shock syndrome, and that means that you're getting a fever, vomiting, diarrhea, a rash that looks like sunburn that goes along with the same kind of abdominal pains, and these are oftentimes associated with the use of tampons, especially tampons that may have been left in there much, much longer than they should. So you want to be careful about all of these things. You want to see the doctor if you're really getting a lot more of that secondary dysmenorrhea. Mucho's important you stay on top of that. And finally, oh good grief, when it's holiday time, how do I control myself? Then that means you want to control portions. Eat only when you're hungry. Plan what you're going to eat. Slow down. Be mindful. Use technology like Lose It, which is a free app, to stay on top of what you're eating, and keep a food diary. That's how you stay on top of it during the holidays. All right, there you have it, your Ask Her Questions. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. And if you got a health question, email it to us at askher@radiomd.com. And stay well.